Love Island. If you haven't seen it, the format is simple. Put a group of attractive young men and women into a holiday villa. Encourage them to pair up between the bed sheets and see what happens.
The boys are blindfolded and wearing noise-cancelling headphones, so at least they'll be spared that weird sucky noise Chris makes when he kisses.
It's time for the first girl to kiss the boys.
The girls will make their way down the line, kissing each boy, and the boy marks each kiss out of 10. The girl with the highest total score wins. Presumably a vat of cold sore cream.
Go on, girl.
You can do it.
The couples are then voted out one by one, with the last pair left winning £50,000. But the show has ended. Why was it so successful? Everybody's talking about it. I've been speaking to Frances Taylor from the Radio Times and a big Love Island fan, and the commentator Lynette Burrows, who is refusing to watch it. I started by asking Frances why she liked the show so much.
Yes, it can be rather embarrassing to put your hands up and say I am a massive Love Island fan. And I have to say, I was quite a sceptic. So this is the third series that the show has been back. I had actually missed the first two series, so I came in right at the beginning of this one, and I was just hooked from the start. I know it has its detractors, and I can see why people don't enjoy it. However, I just think it's almost like a soap. Once you kind of seen a few episodes and you get to know the characters, you just really have to see what happens next with them. And we're so obsessed with relationships on TV. You know, the amount of dating shows that are out there, like Blind Date just came back, you've got Take Me Out, First Dates on Channel 4 is fantastic, and we just love to see two people meet, say hello, get together, and
right,
see what happens.
Dead on.
Exactly.
Come on, it's not about people meeting, is it? This is not close to soft porn on telly. They meet for a couple of days at a telly show, and you're watching them having sex.
I don't agree with that. It's really difficult because I know a lot of the headlines say about that, and people who definitely haven't seen the show just latch on to the fact that, oh, it's all about the sex and all that kind of stuff.
I haven't seen the show, by the way.
Exactly. There you go. It's so funny because people who you speak to, the biggest detractors of the show, I have to say, have never, ever watched it in my experience. But the actual amount of sex that you see on the show is very, very small. And compared to a lot of the things we've seen on TV, especially in recent years, it's very, very, very mild. Honestly, you don't see anything. It's all under the sheets, and it's, I don't like to use the word tasteful, but it does border on tasteful, I have to say.
Lynette?
Can I say something? Yes. Well, I too haven't watched it. And I think for the very sensible reason, the same reason, I've never tried heroin either. There's lots of things one doesn't try because one knows that they have a degenerative effect on you. I mean, it obviously is very, very seductive. It's all about sex and money, and those two things together know that you're in whoredom. You're in an area where sex is being sold, and the people who are selling it are of a moral quality a lot lower than the people that enact them for it, as a matter of fact. But you are talking about vice and the promotion of vice. And that's not very healthy for society. You're also perpetuating this horrible idea. It's always women that take the risk. They're the ones pilled up to the eyeball so they don't get pregnant. The men sail through. It's not an equal relationship, which is being fostered for money, and because it's very easy to get people addicted to it.
I just think it is, there is a lot of equality to it. I know it doesn't look like it from the outset, but it's not just sort of the men dictating to women, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of, like on day one, for example, it was all the women that had the pick of the boys, and then throughout the series, the boys got to pick the girls and the girls got to pick the boys and vice versa.
Well, nice.
And I know, but it
sounds like a cattle show.
But then, you know, we've got so far to a point with reality TV. This is the problem. I mean, some of the shows that we've had over the years, you know, I want to point out Naked Attraction, for example, on Channel 4. I mean, that's just seeing absolutely full frontal nudity and judging people very, very based just on that. And it's that.
Yes, but you know, people have said many times that, and I do think it, that the media are the enemy. They are the ones that are, they're the engine behind the degenerate state that we're in. Because every degenerate idea, even though the BBC is not supposed to be and isn't just a money-making matter. We do know money is very important to it now, especially in the last week. But they are driving this lack of any consideration of morality or the public good. It's not as if we're in a golden age of peace and love with very little crime, settled marriages and all that, and we can afford to play around. We're not. We're desperately teetering on the edge of something much worse than we are now, which is already bad enough. And instead of shoring up people's idea of morality and that certain things are not seemly and not right to do because of the effect on everybody else, we're, you know, the media is leading this merry, degenerate dance into more and more toleration of more and more gross. They're freak shows, that's the point.
Well, they're popular shows, actually. That's what they are. They're popular.
Yes, I'm sure. So would public hangings be tremendously popular. You could get to choose your victim out of a whole range of killers. Who's going to be roasted? Who's... People would go and see it. Because it's that human curiosity. And as I say, it's very seductive. It's titillating. It's got all the things that any sex show goes into. And it's just the idea. I mean, the revenge of Lord Reith upon the people that do this in his name will be tremendous one day in paradise. But he must be turning in his grave at what they have done with what his ideal was to educate people and turn us into a nation of music lovers.
What kind of example is this setting to young people, Francis?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you could look at it two ways. And there are two sides to this argument. You could say it doesn't set a particularly good example because a lot of the people going on there are obviously seeking fame and they come out and they're sort of all over the papers and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, they have, if you want to use the word career, you know, they have made careers out of it. A lot of the former contestants have made a lot of money. They've actually had forming lasting relationships as well. You know, there's a lot of marriages and engagements from previous series and even a baby on the way for one couple as well. So you could be very sceptical and say it's all just about money, it's not about love at all. But actually, quite a few of the people have found love on there. And I do genuinely believe in a couple of the relationships that have come out of this series. Not all of them. Yeah, not all of them. You can tell that perhaps some of them are playing a game. I'm not a particular fan of Kem and Amber, who actually won the show last night. But there was a bit of a twist when they did win. Caroline Flack, the presenter, she handed each of them two envelopes. They didn't know which was what was in what. The girl, Amber, she got nothing in her envelope, and Kem got £50,000. Now, it was up to him whether he wanted to actually split that money with Amber or take it all for himself. And, you know, without even blinking, he said, "I'm absolutely splitting the money." But, you know, it is all a TV show. It is all a TV show at the end of the day. But there is so much... bad news. You know, last year and this year we've had a lot of bad news, and
this is bad news.
Well, you could say that, but
I mean, the idea that somebody that's educated like you are falling about with astonishment at somebody paying something their fair half and saying, "Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't he deserve all this?" It's just so pitiful.
Lynette,
what have we come to?
Lynette, I've got this image of you. that you sit and you watch Miss Marple and maybe
I like her, yes.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Maybe you need to lighten up.
So
and stretch yourself beyond the Antiques Roadshow.
Well, I've never watched that either. No, it's nothing to do with, you know, having fun and that sort of thing. This is the promotion of vice, and vice has a sad and bad effect, and we are going steadily downer and down the hill. You know, all the crimes are up there this year and all that. We know we're falling apart. People know it. We're not stupid. It's fun. So people are doing it for fun. And as a matter of fact, obviously people of my age who've looked back down things a bit can see that it is very short-lived, degenerate rubbish. And we shouldn't really support it, even if we find it rather watchable.
I must admit, I do feel quite bad for Love Island when it comes to this argument, because, as I say, I watch a lot of reality television. A lot of it is a lot worse than this. I mean, the stuff that goes on in Geordie Shore makes this look like Downton Abbey. Honestly, it really...
Well, don't advertise it, girl.
But when you compare it to that, you know, I think Love Island, because it's got its head above the parapet a bit more and people are really talking about it, it's all over the media, you can't move for it. A lot of that kind of vitriol of, you know, what state of TV this is aimed at it. And actually, there are a lot worse shows on. And this is, I don't want to say it's making those look bad, but it is actually pretty good TV. And I know you won't, you know I'm never going to convince you, Lynette. I know that, but it's coming back next year. It's been recommissioned by ITV already, so maybe give it a go. Give it a go.
Thank you, Lynette. Thank you, Francis. Morning to you both.
Okay, thank you.
Love Island, for goodness sake. Are any of you watching it? I'm not.